Yeah, I mean, if you look at our receiving core, I'm the oldest. I'm not the oldest actually, but I have the
Who
most.
Is the oldest?
I have Cotton.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
he's like 30, but no, I have the most game experience. So you know, I just take that role every day in practice and just come to work every day in practice. And you know, those guys, they work just as hard as I do.
What is the comfort level with Jake? It just seems like he's looking for you, and there's a connection there. Is it off-season work or what?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're in here running routes. It was 3-4 times a week over the summer, and, you know, just making that connection. He got all the receivers and tight ends and running backs together all the time. And, you know, it's just paying off in that way. It's just get open, line blocks, he makes the throw, and that's a successful play.
Is the next step now finding that number two guy in the passing game, or that reliable guy? Because it looks like you're the guy he's kind of looking for. Now, how important is it to develop a second receiver?
I don't know. I mean, it's big to have multiple threats, but, you know, that's really not up to me. That's up to, you know, guys getting open. That's up to Jake's reach. That's up to the play call. But so it all depends.
Can the play that Jacob made, can he grow off of that Saturday night, the touchdown?
Yeah, definitely. He's capable. You know, Jake's one of the hardest working guys on the team. He's in here all the time over the summer. And players like that, it's not a surprise to me and our receiving core. It's something that we really expect from him. We've seen him do it in practice. So, you know, that play on Saturday, it was no surprise to us.
How's Tavon gotten better here in these last few weeks? Because now, obviously, he's listed atop the team alongside with you.
Yeah, he's getting a lot more confidence. You know, he has a few plays under his belt now, getting used to game tempo. It's so much different than practice. In practice, you know, we got camp. But it's different in the games where it's live, it's full speed, you know what I mean? So he's getting a lot of confidence now.
You mentioned, given the fact that you have the most game experience, you have those guys still constantly coming to you and, you know, getting input on what they should be doing as far as getting their routes going.
No, not too much. You know, those guys, they know what they're doing. You know, they practice just as much as me, but only difference is really game experience. But they know their assignments, and, you know, they're confident that they can make some big plays.
Tavon was talking about how the one thing Coach Kennedy seems to really get on you guys about is whenever there are drops. Is that just something that you're like, when you do drop a pass, you're thinking, oh boy, and you're getting ready to go back to the sidelines, and you know you're going to hear something?
Nah, before you can even make it to the sideline, you're mad at yourself internally, you know, because you expect big things out of yourself. Especially our group, like I said, we catch a lot of balls over the summer. We work really hard at our craft, and whenever we drop ball, the receiver's supposed to catch the ball. Whenever we drop it, you know, that's pressure on ourselves. So we really don't look at Coach Kennedy to get on us about that. We get on ourselves about that, whether it's personally or whether it's like amongst each other as players.